Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, Tolos, it's time to talk a little local football because I don't know if you realized it or not. We have a local team right here in the upstate that is playing for a conference championship game this weekend. We bring in Nate Garner, the head football coach of the North Greenville Trailblazers. Coach, how the heck are you, man?
Man, I'm doing absolutely amazing. Can be better.
I'm telling you, it's a big week for you guys. North Greenville finished the regular season 6-4 on a two-game win streak, a perfect 6-0 in conference play. This is your first year as head coach. Obviously spent some time in the NFL, spent some time locally at Limestone. We've had you on before. But could you have envisioned the perfect 6-0 conference slate and playing for the conference championship when you took the job only in your first campaign?
That was the vision all along, man. We've been wanting to get ready to win some games here and had a mindset to come in and just try to win the conference. And, hey, it just went week by week and tried to figure out who we were early on in the season. We finally got that under wraps, and now we're getting ready to roll.
Who do you think you were compared to now? I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, a team evolves and gets better or sometimes worse, unfortunately, throughout the course of a year. How would you identify the areas that this team in your mind did improve on throughout the course of the season?
Honestly, it's just been the team chemistry. Like we had a lot of new guys, new additions in the fall, and they've grown together. They come together as a team and just are really playing for each other right now. It's pretty awesome to see.
We're joined by Nate Garner, the head football coach at North Greenville. For those listening, 97.1 FM in Spartanburg, 97.7 FM in Greenville, the 174 Tolos watching on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Coach Garner joining us on the stream. You, Coach, playing UNC Pembroke on Saturday, 1 o'clock in Tigerville, conference championship game. This is a UNC Pembroke team that you just played about a month ago. You won 20-7. It's an in-conference opponent, so you know a lot about them. I ask this question to a lot of coaches at all levels, but how does your game plan and preparation change knowing that you did see this team? Can you use things from that past game, or do you look at this game as a completely new game where you really don't look back and use much from what happened in that first contest?
I mean, it's a little bit of both. Like you gotta adjust and evolve and see how they've adjusted and evolved over the last 4 weeks. And same with us. Like we've changed our game plan over the last 4 weeks based on our opponent. So we're gonna see what they've grown into and what we've kind of grown into and take some of the good from all of it.
Coach, how would, for somebody out there listening that has not seen North Greenville play this year, you talked about how the team's gotten better throughout the course of the year. What would you say that this team's identity is? If somebody comes Saturday in Tigerville to watch your team play in the conference championship game, what kind of team should they expect to see? What is the mark of a Nate Garner-led team this late in the season?
And this is going to be a tough team. They're going to be out there, going to grind every single play. They're going to smack you in the mouth and help you up and try to do it again the next play. That's kind of our mindset as a team. We want to go out there, work our butts off every single play, have a next play mentality, good or bad, whatever happened to play before, and just go out there and play ball one play at a time.
And then, Coach, talk about the quarterback position. You look at three guys who have really impressed for you this year. Dylan Ramirez, the mainstay quarterback, 187 for 282 this season, 20 touchdowns, averaging 248 yards per game. Dylan Ramirez, a local guy here in Spartanburg County out of Broome High School. You, as a coach, come into a situation where you don't get to bring your guys year one. I know you can handpick a few of them from the portal, but what's it been like coaching a guy in Dylan Ramirez who was already at North Greenville for a few seasons and now trying to put your mark on what Dylan does at the quarterback position?
Man, it's been awesome, honestly. He's a great kid. He just comes to work every single day. He's a hard-nosed kid. He's gonna run the ball hard. He's going to play smart. He's going to take care of the football. And I absolutely love the way he comes to work every single day. He leads these guys. He's developed a ton this year in the leadership side of it. I'm very proud of what he's done.
And only 5 interceptions, too, this season. He's taking care of the football. I mean, when you saw him play the first time, walk us through that. Like, you get on campus. We had you on the show, right after you got hired at North Greenville. You spent time at Limestone under some good coaches as well, so you've seen quarterback development. But walk us through the timeline of seeing Dylan Ramirez for the very first time compared to kind of what a few things were that you wanted to help Dylan get better at and where he is at now with that game.
I mean, honestly, he's got all the tools in the world. He just had to get the right mindset to apply them. And that's all I've kind of done is kind of instill confidence in him and develop that chemistry and relationship with him. He's going out there every week just working his tail off. Day in and day out in practice, he's a leader on the field, and the guys absolutely love him. They play for him, play their butts off for him.
At the skill position, Coach, this season, 2025, who are a few of the trailblazers who have really made this team? You talk about a 6-0 mark in conference play at running back, receiver, some of the skill position guys. Talk us through some of those guys that have really helped North Greenville have such a good season.
I mean, you got E.J. Rashid outside, number one. He's an awesome ball player. You got, my goodness, I just lost his freaking name. I've been hitting the head too many times.
No, you're names. Good.
Regeon Bennett, man. I'm sorry. Regeon Bennett, my running back. He's absolutely amazing in the backfield. He's been running the ball hard, man. And then you got DT, the guy backing him up, coming in. They're running the ball hard. I got Amari Coates, man. Amari Coates is just an awesome player, dude. He goes out there to work every single day, grinds. He catches the ball, he's going to make something happen. So it's awesome. We're across the board, some great guys. You got Sam Washam. You got Landon Goodwin out there, Cam Walker. We got a bunch of skill guys out there that are working their tails off. So I love the way those guys are playing. They're coming to work every day. And like I said, they just go out, they make plays when they get them.
North Greenville hosting the conference championship game Saturday here in Greenville County in Tigerville. 1:00, it's North Greenville hosting UNC Pembroke. Walk us through, Coach, what it looks like playing a team. You mentioned a good team in UNC Pembroke, but when you have to play them again, as a coach, does that worry you a little bit just of the familiar aspect of them knowing what you do, but you also know what they do? I mean, is that something that you feel like one team has?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
An advantage either way?
I mean, it's really hard to beat someone twice. Let's just call a spade a spade. They're like, hey, it's hard to beat someone twice, so we got to have a great game plan right now and get ready to rock and roll. And the biggest thing is focusing on what we do best and putting our guys in positions to make plays.
When it comes to what you said just now, I agree with you, by the way. It is hard to beat a team twice. What are some of the things that you I'm not saying hold back or sandbag or anything, but like late in the year, you are who you are as a football team, right? You're not adding a whole lot. You're kind of fine-tuning what you do. But is there an aspect of it of maybe having a few things schematically or some play calls that you didn't show them the first time with the expectation that you may could see them again?
Well, I mean, that's week in and week out. We try to add something new every week. So offensively, we're always going to do that. Same thing defensively. They're always going to have some kind of wrinkle or change up. So we're going to get ready to go no matter what it is. That's the thing, is we'll have something different going into every single game plan we have. So,
Coach, what do you think?
A lot's going to change, but that's what we got to do.
Yeah. When you talk about this conference, Coach, 6-0 in the conference, Carolinas, what do you think you've learned about this conference that maybe you didn't know when you took the job at North Greenville?
It's a good conference. There's a lot of good teams in here, and I think it's just it's going to be an awesome experience for these guys to grow up in this conference. This is the first year we've been playing in, 51 years? So it's been an awesome awesome experience being a coach in that as a first-time head coach. They've done a great job of just building that chemistry amongst the coaches, honestly, too. So that's been really cool, and just elevating us, helping to elevate the programs. And I think that's it's going to be great for all the teams involved in it going forward.
Coach, talk about some of your assistants. I know you were able to bring a few over from Limestone when Limestone shut down, but you had a staff in place when you got there. I'm sure this was maybe an adjustment for you as well, and a weird first season with you getting there, already having guys in place, also wanting to bring your own guys in, maybe, and then, you know, the college that you just came from closes down, and there's some really talented coaches over there. Talk us through all of that and some of the names that you have with you now on your staff.
Man, I got some awesome guys on staff. Like, I'll start off with my defensive coordinator, J.R. Clark. He was at Limestone the last 2 years, got to be real familiar with him, got to go battle against him day in and day out as the O-line coach over there. So it was awesome to have the opportunity to bring him on. He's done an amazing job getting this defense ready to roll. And then I got Dustin Noller, who played at Limestone. And I had some great familiarity. Like, he played the last 3 years there. I was the O-line coach. He sat in on all of our game plan meetings. He was basically an offensive coordinator on the field already. So it was an easy transition to bring him on. I got Jericho Cotri, who came over. He was the head coach over there. He 12-year NFL vet. He's been an asset to me that I couldn't have asked for anyone better than that to be by my side. I've known him since 2008. He's one of my best friends on the staff, man. He's a great dude. Couldn't ask for anyone better than him, man. And then I got Julius Pruitt and Julian Posey, two guys I played with at the Dolphins. They're on staff. They're doing a great job for me. And then obviously another couple of Limestone guys, D-line coach and O-line coach, both were at Limestone with me. The O-line coach was my assistant last year, and then the D-line coach had been there the last 2 years with JR. So those are some great guys I got a chance to bring on, and they have a ton of knowledge and ton of experience, and I couldn't do this without them, I'm going to be honest. Yeah. It's been an amazing, amazing help having those guys by my side.
Well, Coach, you mentioned Jericho Cotri. We've had him on the show multiple times when he was the head coach at Limestone. How hard is it going to be to keep that guy around?
Oh, it's going to be really hard, man. He's a great coach. He's got a lot of a bright future, man.
Yeah.
And I know something's probably going to pop off the end of this year for him. So yeah. I'm excited for him. I'm going to help him any way I can, man, because he's been there by my side the whole time. So whatever he needs from me, I'm going to help him out.
That's right. We're talking to Nate Garner, the head football coach at North Greenville. Coach, with you guys Saturday at 1 o'clock hosting the conference championship game in Tigerville, for a lot of people out there listening in Spartanburg or Greenville County, you know, you've got your local D1 colleges that everyone's familiar with, but talk about what you and your staff are trying to build and add to the mainstay of local colleges at North Greenville so that when somebody does have an opportunity this Saturday to come out and see a North Greenville football game, maybe for the first time, what would your pitch to them be?
Man, it's just, hey, we're going to come out and watch a great football game. We're trying to just set the tone for the rest of our time here as a staff, man. We're trying to create a legacy for this team. These seniors, this first year in the Conference of Carolinas, it's going to be an awesome thing for these guys going forward. And they went undefeated already in conference, so they've already set that standard going forward. we got to just maintain that standard, and hopefully everything works out this weekend.
Well, Coach, I'll be there. Hope to see you guys bring home a win, another win against UNC Pembroke. And as always, appreciate your time, and best of luck to you Saturday.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's Nate Garner, the head football coach at North Greenville, as his team is playing again this Saturday for a conference championship in Tigerville. Some local talent, really. I mean, look across the state, not just North Greenville, but also Newberry College football. Just won the South Atlantic Conference and earned an auto bid to the playoffs. So a big shout out to those guys. Their opponent won't be announced until Sunday, but they will certainly probably at least host one game in the playoffs, talking about Newberry. So a lot of talent, man. And I know you Tolos are excited about your in-state teams maybe winning, and they haven't had the most winnings, or maybe hadn't had the best season, but Nate Garner in North Greenville, he's done a tremendous job, his staff has, because you look at, following in the footsteps of Jeff Farrington and Nate Garner coming in and his experience in the National Football League, what he's able to do, it should be a lot of fun. Obviously, I'm a little biased. I went there. For those of you that don't know, that's where my alma mater in North Greenville, so I'll be there Saturday to see them hopefully win a conference championship in his first season, but I want to say thanks to him and best of luck to the Trailblazers on Saturday. When we come back, Dan Scott is on location. Furman basketball is just about an hour from tipping off, and we have a short show today, only 3 hours compared to a normal 4-hour show, and we will be joined by Dan Scott in the final segment to give you a little taste of what Furman basketball looks like this season. May even have a second or two to touch on Furman football and the tough loss on Saturday. Dan Scott set up. He's ready to bring you the call that you'll hear on the Fan Upstate, and he'll join us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.